Hey there, NFL football fans. This is the lovely Rita Sanchez, aka your Option Football champ for the 2023 NFL season. I'm inviting you to join us for the 2024 Option, where we pick the winning teams for each week's matchups and compete against each other to see whose picks reign supreme. Are you in? Head over to CBS Sports and search for the Option 2024 League, or hit the link in the bio on the Fade Route socials and join today. It's for free. Pick a witty name, some winning teams, and I'll see you out there for week one.
It's Red Light, Green Light 123 with DNZ. Here are your hosts, D and Z. Welcome everybody to Red Light, Green Light 123 with D and Z. I am Z, and here's how it goes. D and I give you our top 123 fantasy starts or green lights, and our top 123 fantasy sits or red lights. We're going to start with our green lights first. Who are your green lights for NFL Week 12, D?
All right. I'm going to start off with the quarterback of the Los Angeles Chargers, Justin Herbert. He's going up against the Ravens, who are near last in the league in pass defense. Herbert is averaging over 20 points a game the last few weeks. I think he gets it done on Sunday or Monday. Number two, I got the Bucs defense. They're playing against the New York Football Giants. Todd Bowles' defense is going against Tommy Cutlets and the dreadful Giant offense. And number three, I'm taking a flyer on DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver of the Kansas City Chiefs. He has not had a big game for the Chiefs yet this year, but I think he will get one against Carolina.
Yeah, those are safe bets. Safe bets. I'm going to start with Rashad White against the Giants. Giants can't stop the run. They can't stop much of anything. But they really can't stop the run. So.
Get that feeling.
And he's going for a big one. A big day for Mr. Rashad White. Number two, give me Bo Nix against the Raiders. He's clicking in this Sean Payton offense. He is the guy that Payton was hoping for. And there's no reason why the Broncos can't make that last playoff push and get in there. The way they're playing right now on offense and defense, they're a very underrated defense too. So they're starting to hum, and don't be surprised if the Broncos end up in the playoffs, led by Mr. Bo Nix. And number three, give me Marvin Harrison Jr. against the Seahawks. I like how the Cardinals are moving the ball. Harrison seems to be integrating himself more into the offense. Kyler Murray seems to be like fitting him in. And the Seahawks are just okay. So if you're going to get fat, why not get fat on them? But those are our green lights. Who are your red lights, D?
All right. So first up, I've got wide receiver of the Dallas Cowboys, C.D. Lamb. Cooper Rush is the quarterback. They're playing the commies. I just don't see how he can be trusted this late in the season. Number two, I've got quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings, Sam Darnold. I know he played well last weekend, but the Bears actually play good defense, and I do not want to trust him this late in the season. And number three, I've got wide receiver on the Indianapolis Colts, Michael Pittman Jr. I don't like quarterback Anthony Richardson. I don't like his chances against the Lions offense.
I'm going to the same game. I don't like Anthony Richardson against the Lions. Prediction, pain. Like, that's, what more do you need to know? The Lions are going to get after it, right? They brought in Zay Smith to replace Aiden Hutchinson. You have Maulers on that defensive line, and they're coming after you, Mr. Richardson. Yes, you can pass on the Lions defense, but it's hard to pass on the Lions defense when you are laying flat on your back. So that is going to be the little glimpse into the future for Mr. Richardson this weekend. Number two, you sit Malik Nabers. You got to sit Malik Nabers until you figure out what the hell's going on at quarterback. Can Tommy DeVito get him the ball? I don't know. We'll see. Could be potentially dynamic, but at the same time, could be catastrophic. Could be absolutely catastrophic. So that's a little too risky for me. If you want to play Nabers at a flex, vaya con Dios. Like, have at it. Have at it, boss. But, yeah, I'm not going to take that gamble. And then number three, yeah, I'm not a fan of Dobbins. I'm not a fan of J.K. Dobbins against the Ravens. Like, the Ravens can still stop the run. They can still do that. Passing is a problem, but the run is definitely an issue this year. Now, Dobbins has something to prove, right? He wants to stick it to the team that didn't bring him back, kind of thing. Like, I don't know. Like, they invested a lot of time in you. They invested, you know, a lot of resources in you trying to get you healthy. Show them. You can show them what they're missing, but I think they're doing okay without you with a guy we like to call Derrick Henry. But I think this is going to be tough sledding for Mr. Dobbins. Well, those are our red lights. Those are our green lights. What are yours? Hit us up. FadeRouteMail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG @FadeRoutePodcast, or drop us a line on X @FadeRouteDNZ. It's time for us to run the go route again. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.